This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. No matter what you pay for college, no one can take those 4 or 5 or 6 years away from you. The personal value of your education lasts forever, like diamonds. But hold up a minute. This week's audacious $50 million diamond heist in Belgium has us wondering whether diamonds really do hold up as an investment, and what determines their worth on the open market anyway. Marketplace's Adrian Hill went looking for answers straight to LA's Diamond District.
Will you marry me is likely a question you know the answer to in advance. But sometimes there's a surprising, heartbreaking no.
Every now and then it happens.
In nearly 25 years selling diamond engagement rings at the Diamond Center in downtown Los Angeles, Sam Chasmy has only had a couple of those no's. And he tries to return as much money as he can, depending on how customized the ring is. The first time, he says, he gave it all back.
Everybody in the room wanted to hug the guy.
Oh, because he was so sad.
He was so sad.
But love can go wrong in other ways. So can diamond ring returns and resales.
I had a broken engagement myself, and I had a lot of issues trying to sell back my engagement ring.
That's Josh Opperman.
The place I bought it from would only give me a store credit.
Rarely valuable for a man out of love. So he took it around to a few other places.
And the highest I was offered was 35% of what I paid for it.
So Josh turned his heartbreak into a business and started a website called I Do, Now I Don't. A place to resell secondhand engagement rings and jewelry. He sold his $10,000 ring for about $7,000. Jewelry appraiser Neil Beatty says when it comes to the resale value of diamond rings, people need to keep their expectations in check.
Diamonds as an investment almost always fail.
The cost and appraisal value of a piece of jewelry isn't just the value of the diamond plus the value of the gold or platinum. You're also paying for the cost of making the piece and selling it to you. The rent, the middleman, the intimidatingly clean jewelry cases. Just like a new car or a couch, the resale value often falls once you get your hands on it.
People don't think of diamonds as a consumer purchase, and they are.
Now, depending on the diamond, there are some exceptions to this. Diamond values fluctuate based on supply and demand. And no, the diamond heist was too small in the scheme of things to change those prices. But, says Neil, there's still value in these purchases.
And when you say you're not being an idiot to buy this because your bride is going to look at it and be reminded every day of her life that she's loved, and that's good value, that is good value. And it's a fine reason to buy it.
The investment is in the relationship, not the stone. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.